Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL legend / college video. Today I'm going to highlight Deacon Jones, defensive end, Mississippi Valley State, South Carolina State, and the Los Angeles Rams. If you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen for me this morning. Here on 100 Yards of Football. Deacon Jones. Look at that man right there, man. Man of confidence. A man that looks like he's having a good time. Take a look at that picture one more time. And a man that's representing the SWAC conference back in the 60s. A man that's out there in LA, the city of Compton, Hollywood. South Central. Then I'm going to take you back. He played on the defensive line out there in L.A. Hollywood one more time. House on the Prairie, Marilyn Olsen. The engineering school, Lamar Lundy, Purdue. And, of course, the great young man out of Penn State, Rosie Graham. And they was fearsome and foresome. Now I'm going to take y'all back to another situation, another thing I want to mention. Aaron Donald just got a healthy, large amount of money. I believe what? Yesterday, $40 million, 90-some million. The largest contract to a player not playing the quarterback position. Then I'm going to throw in Khalil Mack that's gotten paid. DeMarcus Lawrence that's gotten paid. DeMarcus Ware was outstanding football player. He got paid. Gerard Allen got paid. Reggie White got paid. Bruce Smith got paid. The Boza brothers. Joy, I believe, and got his money. Nickerson will come up for his money. Of course, J.J. Watt got paid. His brother T.J. Watt is going to get paid if it's happening with Pittsburgh. See, I'm bringing all those guys, those great pass rushers. Well, I hope that if they happen to stumble across my video today here on 100 Yards Football, produced by Mr. Logan Landers, that they need to reach out to Deacon Jones' family. Because Mr. Jones passed and he's going and say, Mr. Jones personally, thank you, because you are the founder, the inventor of the sack, Deacon Jones. Outstanding football player, the SWAT, was defensive player of the year, 1960. Was a 14th round draft pick in the NFL draft, 14th round. And wouldn't got drafted if the Rams wasn't down in Mississippi Valley State, down at Enobina, scouting the running back. But the scouts say, you know what? I see this magnificent, this Greek god like Hercules at about 6'5", 6'6", lean, mean fighting machine. about 260 running with the running backs. Legitimate 4-5. And we got to have that. And he fell to the 14th round. And think about this. Dickon Jones had never played against a white player. But in rookie camp that year, the first person he went up against was a white guy. Excuse me. In the Rams organization. So we have found a monster, uncontrollable. We don't know what he's going to do. And Dickon Jones was born a baby. The skill set became off the change. Fighting instincts, A+. Strong work ethic, A+. Mental capacity, A+. Meanness, A+. Motivated every day from the time he was in the league, A+. Athletic, A+. Speed off the edge, A+. And came to work, as I just said, every play. Confident, A+. Cocky, A+. Impossible to contain, A+. And one more time, the quickness, A+. Mr. Jones' definition of the sack. He said it was taking all the offensive linemen and putting them into a bag. And taking a Louisville Slugger baseball bat and beating that bag. Whop, whop, whop. Batting practice. That's how he felt about the sack. And then his career. See, back then, they didn't take sacks. But here, recent years later, Pro Football Weekly came up with a turn and watch every game thing, which I think they still not telling the truth. They came up with 173 career sacks by Dickon Jones. Be honest, I think he had over 200. If we go back, I think he might be the all-time sack leader. And then look at the career, man. Hall of Fame, 1980. NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1967, 1968. 1967, 26 sacks in the season. 1968, came back with 24 sacks. 14 games. 24 sacks, 26 sacks in 14 games. 50 sacks in a 28-game span. 8 Pro Bowls. 2-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, as I just mentioned. And the inventor of the head slap. That outlawed it. Because they said Dickon Jones was slapping people so hard up beside the head that they was leaving the game and have to go see the doctor. They was having concussions. Migraines a couple of days later. And they had to control this great young man from Eatonville, Florida. He was changing the game out there in L.A. The city of Compton. South Central San Fernando Valley. John Wayne. Rock Hudson. This young man was doing it on the football field. Man, to outlaw the sack. And then, not the sack, the head slap. I'm getting excited. Not the sack, the head slap. And one thing that Dickon Jones said, he got the head slap from a boxer. How ironic. I went to the University of Arkansas, and this boxer was born in the state of Arkansas. But he was mean. Former convict. Gangster. And he was a terror until the young man from Louisville, Kentucky, took him down in 1964 at the Miami Convention Center. Deacon Jones said the head slap came from watching Sonny Liston. Sonny Liston back then caused a lot of pain before he got to Ali / Classics Clay. Go back and watch the Floyd Patterson fights. And Deacon Jones took that term of the head slap from what Sonny Liston was doing at that time, beating people into submission. He took the head slap and he made it that it's going to cause a lot of pain. It was going to cause your eyes to blink and close, and tears were going to come down your face. And you was going to catch hell all day. For me, Mr. Deacon Jones, SWAC, College, HBCU, Mississippi Valley State, Ena, Bina, Mississippi, where they didn't have the facilities, where Mr. Jones had to sleep on carts. And he came into the National Football League. And I tell y'all, he played in Mississippi. It is something in the water. Elvis Presley, Jimmy Buffett, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, B.B. King, Sam Cooke. See, I don't have to say no more when I mention Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, and Jimmy Buffett. And Elvis Presley and B.B. King, hands down. I don't care what state, it's down, it's over. The water is on fire in Mississippi. And you know what? My parents and my family, the Turner family, by way of the 901 Memphis, Tennessee, that's where they're from, Mississippi. Great love to all the Mississippians. So, Deacon Jones, the greatest pass rusher ever. The Bozo brothers, Joy and Nick. Bruce Smith. DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Ware. Khalil Mack. Reggie White. Even you, Mr. Aaron Donald. You out there in L.A. and you playing for the franchise this young man played with. Well, all y'all need to do today is reach out to Deacon Jones family and say thank you because you helped us make money. You are the measuring stick. Look at that warrior. Warriors come out to play. Deacon Jones was special. Even the name Deacon makes you scared. Man, it gets better every time doing these videos on these great football players, man. I'm sorry. I love the game, pro football, but man, we need to start looking back and giving these guys their flowers, their honor. They deserved it. Deacon Jones, the fearsome foursome. One more time, Marilyn Olsen, the undefeated, Little House on the Prairie. Rosie Grimm, Penn State University. Lamar Lundy, Purdue, one of the best engineering schools in the country. And then Deacon Jones from Mississippi Valley State by way of South Carolina State. Eatonville, Florida. This man did it in the National Football League.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner. It's been a tremendous honor to come into y'all living rooms, bedrooms this morning to talk about this great football player, Mr. Deacon Jones. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. So my final words about Deacon Jones. See, it's something about old Southern rock, where it's really old funk Southern rock. You know, I mentioned B.B. King, so I'm going to throw Al Green in there, and then I'm going to throw a band that was from the South. by the name of Grand Funk Railroad. And when I think about Deacon Jones, they had a song that went like this. I'm some kind of wonderful. I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big fine car. I got everything a man could want. I got more I could ask for. Some kind of wonderful, yeah, yeah, yeah. Grand Funk Railroad and Deacon Jones didn't need a lot. Coming from Mississippi Valley State, it wasn't about your money. It wasn't about your fine car out there in L.A. It was about him putting his thing down. It's the greatest pass rusher of all time. Deacon Jones. God bless. Y'all have a wonderful morning. 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.